You're listening to SBS News.
The long-anticipated birth of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's baby has finally arrived, and it's a boy. A formal announcement of the birth was made on a ceremonial easel at the forecourt of Buckingham Palace. The palace said the baby, weighing in at 3.2 kilograms, was safely delivered with Harry by Meghan's side. In a break with recent tradition, the baby was born at the couple's home in Windsor and not at a hospital. A delighted Prince Harry paid tribute to his wife and said he was over the moon to be a father.
I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning, a very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well. It's been the most amazing experience I can ever possibly imagine. How any woman does what they do is beyond comprehension, but we're both absolutely thrilled and so grateful to all the love and support for everybody out there. It's been amazing. So we just wanted to share this with everybody.
When asked, Harry said the couple were still thinking about a name for their newborn.
Still thinking about names, Alan. The baby's a little bit overdue, so we've had a little bit of time to think about it. But we're still. That's the next bit. But for us, I think we'll be seeing you guys in probably 2 days' time, as planned, as a family, to be able to share it with you guys, and so everyone can see the baby.
It didn't take long for the good wishes to begin pouring in. Royal fans and tourists lined the streets of Windsor to celebrate the news.
Hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! To Prince Harry and Meghan!
And
the baby boy!
It's wonderful to hear all the good news about Harry and Meghan. It's tremendous. It's really good for England, obviously. Great for the Commonwealth. We've got a lot of visitors here from around the world who are celebrating today. So it's a global party here in Windsor, so it's absolutely wonderful.
I'm very happy, and people says, you know,
would have been interviewed
what about if he was a girl? I wouldn't mind whether he was a boy or a girl, as long as it's healthy. Yeah, that's all what matters.
The British royal family tweeted that the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh and other members of the royal family were delighted with the news. The former First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, also took to Twitter to send her and her husband Barack Obama's congratulations to the royal couple. The Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May, wished the pair all the best at this happy time on Twitter, as did the country's opposition leader, Jeremy Corbyn. The baby will be the 8th great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II and is 7th in line to the throne. The baby is a dual citizen, having automatically acquired US citizenship via Meghan at birth, and is the first mixed-race baby in the senior ranks of the royals. Instead of sending gifts, well-wishers have been asked to donate to 4 children's charities, listed on the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's official Instagram page.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.